Well, now to the two Senate races that are still unsettled, although it took until this afternoon, NPR has called the Colorado Senate race for the Democrat Michael Bennett. But in Alaska and Washington state, we still don't have final results, as NPR's Martin Kosty reports.
Democrats in Washington certainly sounded like the winners last night. Senator Patty Murray was up by a little less than a percentage point, apparently enough for her to claim victory in the future tense.
We are going to win this race.
There are still hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots to process, and both Murray and her Republican challenger, Dino Rossi, have lawyers lined up for a possible recount. But it's the Senate race in Alaska that may generate the most billable hours for the election lawyers.
Things are just starting to percolate here in Alaska.
That's incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski last night. After losing the Republican primary to Tea Party favorite Joe Miller, she ran as a write-in candidate. And thus far in the computerized ballot count, the category of write-in has a commanding lead over both the official Republican nominee and the Democrat. Most of those write-in ballots are probably for Murkowski, since she ran ads teaching voters how to spell her name. But we won't know for sure until the state goes back and starts hand-counting the ballots next week. It's likely to be a contentious process as elections officials try to decipher voters' handwriting and interpret their misspellings. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.